All right, so the state of Texas is one step closer to dropping Algebra 2. 20 other states are following suit. And although they're still encouraging people to take it, you know, for higher education purposes.
Sure, and if you're going to have a degree in science or math, of course you need it then.
Well, I can see it for science.
Sure.
But I don't know, algebra, I've never tried to find, you know.
Have you ever used algebra?
Minus Y equals.
What about pi? Remember we had to know.
I eat it.
3.14.
Yeah, but have you ever used it in your life?
No. Nah. You know, and in school, you can take consumer math.
That's what we need.
It's not pushed. It's not popular.
That's
but
what
it
we
teaches
need.
You how to deal with money.
I want to know how to buy a house,
economics,
how to buy a car.
Is
that's what should be required.
Percentages. Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Russ?
Hi, how you doing, man? Your comment, please.
I just kind of feel like, you know, if you want to learn something like that, that should be something that you should categorize as a younger child, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. And the reason why is because we take in more knowledge. Hold on for me, Alfredus. We take in more knowledge when we're younger than we do when we get to the ages where we feel like we know everything and we want to do everything. Now, I know some kids that was taking that type of stuff right now with my kids in school. And these are the type of kids that are going to places like Princeton and, you know, Harvard. They can't tell you what a game is. They can't show you how to navigate an iPad, but they can dang sure tell you how to do algebra.
All right. Let's get some other comments in, man, because I know a lot of people are blowing up these phone lines here.
Tweet, tweet.
Yankee2 says any area of math is not just about numbers. It's about critical thinking and problem solving. We're dumbing our kids down. Algebra is not the only place where you learn to problem solve. You learn that in geometry as well.
Well, you have to look like places like China and stuff like that. They have the emphasis on that, and that's kind of why their schools are ahead of us.
Do we know that for sure?
Yes,
that's why?
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. As someone who has a degree in finance, I've taken a lot of math, and I'm gonna tell you right now, some of the math that I've taken, I would say, like calculus, those types of things. Like, why in the world am I taking this? But algebra 2 is definitely necessary, and you do use it in everyday life.
Tell me how. Give me an example.
If you are a cashier and someone gives you $20 back, and then you have to give them change off of whatever they gave you, you have to find that unknown.
That's simple math.
That's basic
I do understand
math.
What you're saying.
It's not algebra.
No, I know what you're saying. It's X plus. That's not algebra 2.
But what
that's
I'm saying
subtraction.
Is that no, not
it is finding the unknown is algebra.
Algebra problem is 20 plus whatever that blank number
X.
is equals 100. So you got to find out what that unknown is. That's out. And then as far as like with the pie and the graphs, things like that, if you want to go into engineering, architecture, those types of things,
right,
then you do have to use those things. So as much as we want to denounce it, those, and just like someone else just pointed out, other countries are beating us to the punch in terms of engineering, technology,
right,
and math and science. So America always throws in the towel, and that's not a characteristic that we were built on.
Okay.
What you're talking about is not Algebra 2. Finding the unknown is in Algebra 1.
Well,
we don't need algebra 2 for that.
In calculus, you're finding the unknown. So
but as a cashier, that's simple subtraction.
In geometry, exactly. In geometry, you're finding the unknown.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, this is Sean from Baltimore, man.
Oh man.
Man, listen, I've been out of school for 10 years, man.
Chance.
And I can say I never used no geometry, algebra, nothing, man.
You we don't expect it of you.
Spell nothing.
I don't really need them for
you
this.
You ain't take English either.
Good morning, Les, hello.
Rich, you're not right. You're not a nice person.
Yo, well, good morning, Lord Dave.
All right, what's up?
All right, man, your comment.
Y'all silly, man. I agree, man. I mean, I got to agree with the last caller. I think math is something that should be taught at a young age. I'm not going to say that it should be taught as you get older, like as far as when you leave high school, but I do think it's a necessity to learn those basics, especially
but calculus is not something
that nature. Only because as a child, you don't know what you want to do. So a foundation is being set to where you have options. If you don't have those options as you get older because you decided that you didn't want to do any math, then there you go. You just cut yourself out a lot of job opportunities.
You know, thank you for the call. I do think that, you know, math is for critical thinking and develop maybe a portion of your brain, you know, to operate at a higher level. But is it applicable? To everyday life,
like,
and I think that's the big question here.
Yeah, I really want to know. I mean, I got his example of if you give somebody $100, you got to find the unknown. But I still don't see that's simple
but
math to me.
But it depends what you're doing for a living. If you're a scientist, you're probably going to
use. Well, of course, you're going to need.
All right, let's do it like this. If a guy gives you $100,
yeah,
okay,
all right, you got to find the unknown. The unknown is where he took your $100 and ran off. You got the unknown is where he lives.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with algebra.
100 plus x equals y.
Has nothing to do with algebra. That's about chasing him down and finding out where he lives.
Exactly. True.
Hopefully you got GPS and that's true all done that for you. Good morning, hello.
Hey guys, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I just wanted to comment because I'm currently taking a programming class right now. That's what my bachelor's is in. Mm-hmm. And without algebra, I wouldn't have been able to do all the calculations you need to do because in programming, each line of code, you have to do the math problem yourself. There's no.
So you think it's a mistake to get rid of algebra too?
Me personally, I think we should have it because it does help with like higher jobs. And,
but that's because
you're
a programmer. You need it for your job. What about somebody who wants to be an actor?
Why
should they
take
algebra too?
Less than 10.
So they can count their money.
Oh, they can count how their agent's ripping them off.
Yep.